The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Tyson Stockton.
Hey, what's going on? My name is Tyson from Previsible.io. Joining me today is Kevin Koch, who is the SEO director at Terrakeep. Terrakeep is the preferred owned asset optimization partner for Fortune 500 brands seeking meaningful customer connections and online business growth. Yesterday, Kevin and I talked about Terrakeep's audience-first approach to SEO, and today we're continuing the conversation to discuss how the total addressable market creates biz value.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no costs? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not. Because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
All right. Here's my conversation with Kevin Koch, SEO Director at Terrakeep. Kevin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
No, I feel like we touched on this a little bit yesterday in kind of like the audience first approach. And, you know, we did kind of touch on creating like impact estimates for SEO initiatives and things. And I feel like this topic kind of plays on that or digs like a little bit deeper in it, like the total addressable market. Like, I guess the first question I have is, I feel like you were very deliberate in the word choice of this, where oftentimes SEOs, we get caught in the, oh, the search volume is this, or the search domain. We tend to get into like our SEO jargon, but in your wording here, total addressable market is a really common business term and phrase. So one, like, is that deliberate? Like, am I overreading this, or are we kind of talking the like similar things of like search demand, addressable market? Like, are they the same thing, or what's different there?
It's a great question, and we are being very deliberate in using the term total addressable market to to align with that different type of marketing business language that we do commonly hear from our types of clients. The reason we want to look at it there and not just dive straight into the monthly search volume or demand is because we know that even though these keywords and topics have that type of demand and total search volume, we really want to better understand of the search volume, what is that opportunity? Because we know not every single keyword gets a click. We know that the click curve is different, so that we want to make sure that we're being very specific in that opportunity that we are sharing directly with our clients so it's not inflated.
Absolutely. And how do you go about determining a total addressable market?
So this is a really fun topic and exercise that we're working through across the organization with a lot of different teams and disciplines. But the big part that we use, or the area that is helpful for us at Terrakeep, is that we use a tool called Carina that we built and developed ourselves. Carina is kind of a Swiss Army knife for all things SEO. It has so many different types of functions and capabilities included. So what we do, and stemming off from the conversation yesterday, is when we start with that audience first thought to our strategic initiatives and planning from a program standpoint, we get all those topics, we get all the information and data. We then make sure we take those inputs and strategically put them into Karina. Karina then goes out and does its work, and the data science and engineering team is just wicked smart. And I'm just very appreciative to work with people like that, where that they can identify more of this kind of search-driven metrics that you touched on here earlier, and about monthly search volume and the demand and other, you know, main metrics there. Once they go out and they get all of this information from all this stuff out online, competitor sites, other different types of sites and things like that, they run multiple different algorithms to segment those keywords essentially into actionable target lists and clusters. Then we're able to take all of the segmentation and all the list and be able to then to work with our clients on assumptions on what we think that value will look like from a topical level. So it's really exciting from our standpoint, because we use a lot of automation and data science to pull all these insights in, as opposed to doing manual work and relying on a team to do that.
Sounds quite convenient, because I know that this can be a very time-consuming approach. And I think another thing too that's just like, I guess, worth like doubling down on is, you mentioned a piece of like the way Karina is working is like you have this kind of like clustering of like keywords into it. And we talked about it kind of yesterday, like trying to move away from like the individual keyword. But I think like that clustering is such a significant piece, because with any one web page or even like series, or yeah, it could be an entire directory of web pages, like you're not just going after a few like search terms, like you're going after the entire collection of variations of searches that people are making for it. And then obviously the broader that reach or whatever, the kind of the full spectrum of it, is the potential business value that's out there on the table. And so it's like the way I've described it with like other SEOs, it's essentially like you have the entire pie there and that's like your total addressable market. And then what we're able to drive is kind of like what we're taking for kind of the piece, like in this approach of having like the addressable market to create the business value. Is it simply because of like, well, that's the consumer demand, like that's the population that we can go to convert? Or are there other ways that you feel like the addressable market can create business value?
I would argue we lead with intent first, not demand. And the reason for that is we can drive a lot more, or a lot of more conversions based off of the topics that we know or assume will have a higher intent to convert versus the ones that have more volume. So we really like to focus on transactional keywords across the board. Definitely informational keywords are still a part of the strategy, but having those topics segmented in that type of view with all those different types of inputs, we can start to add in some different variables or levers to help with that value estimate or the projection modeling. So definitely MSV is still a part of it, but that's not like the first thing that we look at. And I know that's a big conversation that we typically do have with clients, is that, yes, this keyword might have a ton more search volume, but there's also a lot more competitiveness towards it. You're going to probably have to put a lot more effort and energy towards it, or based off of how the site's built, like, is that even possible to try to scale and go after all these different types of keywords and intent? So it helps craft the strategy and also helps level set expectations with the client sooner if we are focused more on the intent versus just straight up monthly search volume.
And to identify the intent, like you kind of called out like transactional or informational keywords. Are there other input factors that you're using to drive intent?
Yes. Within Karina, we have our own modeling and algorithms that pull out this type of intent based off of different inputs that, again, I'm a little bit unaware of just because the data science team is just way too smart for me. And then they start talking, my eyes gloss over and I'm like, cool, I don't know what's going on, but I believe you all. But all in all, they were able to pull this all out and provide more of our own assumed intent based off of multiple different inputs and what the SERPs are looking like from Google's perspective. So we know there's sometimes mixed intent on SERPs, so it's not ever going to be a one-to-one, and it might change over time and things like that. So that's another benefit of the Karina tool, is it's always on. So we're able to check this pretty frequently, basically monthly, on where these keywords are changing in demand or that intent or what's the SERP look like, so that we can make better guesses and projections on where we should be focusing our time on.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
You just hit on a few key kind of points that I want to highlight there. One that I like is you're calling out, like, not just looking at like the output of a tool in the sense of, like, say, like, someone's using SEMrush or any other kind of rank tracking tool where oftentimes they'll attribute, like, okay, this keyword is transactional, informational, navigational, whatever it may be. But calling out to actually look at the SERPs, I think that's like a great clue that sometimes is overlooked. And yeah, in your situation, having that ability to kind of do that at scale with a tool. But I mean, really, like, even if you're, you know, working on SEO, small budget, it's like you can still be pulling up the SERPs and actually see, because I think, like, Google gives a lot of clues into, like, how they interpret intent on it, whether it's like the type of integrations that are on the SERPs, like whether or not, like, what the ad presence is like on it. So there's a ton of, like, I think, high value information beyond just like the rank position of this that, like, you can see how Google's doing this. But the other, I think, really key point that you made is, like, this is not something that's stagnant. And as Google's understanding of language evolves, it's also going to shift. And we've seen this in the last probably like 10 years, like, really dramatically, is as they're also understanding language better, the intent is shifting. And I remember working in e-commerce, you know, 10 years ago, and a lot of the top funnel terms, like running shoes or tennis rackets, things like that, were very transactional intent keywords as far as that's what was showing. And now we have a lot more blended SERPs. You have a lot more informational content for those top head terms. And so, you know, it isn't something that's necessarily like set in stone. So I think that's like a really important kind of takeaway for the listeners as well, is like knowing that, like, hey, this, what you implement today may not be always in the exact same position.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I think that's part of the fun in this job, is that it's constantly changing. Like you said, 10 years ago in the grand scheme of things isn't that long ago, but when you do look at it from the search perspective, it's changed drastically. So keeping us on our toes and keeping us aware of all the different changes that Google's making, and also like the SERP features and all the stuff that they're testing and trying to incorporate, is a really good way to identify, like, how they want that information to be served to the user and to answer that question that they're searching on, you know, the Google to do. So it's again, it's an always on thing. We always have to be reviewing that. We have to make sure that we're aware of those changes, because it is changing every single day.
And, like, with this, so we've talked through the important, I mean, like several things in this conversation, but it's like, we started out doubling down on the language that we're using and like leading with the total addressable market, and also in the sense of leading with the intent of those audiences that we're looking at rather than just what the demand is from it. And then getting into areas that we feel like can have the greatest business impact. Anything else that you feel like is really like a key piece to like zero in on? Like how are we ensuring, if it's new content being created, that that content is satisfying the intent that we just kind of talk through, and like the significance of, we know we want to use intent to identify and basically help us in prioritization, but how do we ensure that we're meeting that intent with the content or whatever our change is?
From my perspective, it's all about measurement then, which I know is hard to do still in the SEO world of making sure that we're finding exactly what we've implemented drives immediate impact. But if we are implementing a piece of content, for example, and it doesn't convert, even though it's a transactional term, we got to take a better look at that page and look at the experience and have our UX team come in and also content team to make sure that they're looking at it correctly to align on what's the goal of the page, which tends to take time. But that is why I think it often gets overlooked in the SEO industry, is that everyone's just focused to move on to drive more traffic and get more hooks in the water to try to get that prospect. However, it's really about, are we creating the right piece of experience and content that's going to do what we set it out to do, and measuring that to see the overall intent and the conversion rates and different engagement behavior metrics along the way. So it's a collaborative effort across multiple disciplines of like the technical SEO team to still set up that page to be correct, the content team to be creative and write the type of content that resonates with the user, but also having the right user experience there at the end of the day to convert the user too. And if not, and the goal is to still do something more from like a traffic visibility standpoint, great, we can have a different approach to that. But at the end of the day, in my mind, we got to drive revenue, we got to make money. And that's the kind of the approach that we like to take.
Totally makes sense. And is there like a recommended time frame for that like measurement or to revisit, you know, pieces of content that have been created? Like what's the frequency that you're coming back to things?
You know, the best answer I'm going to give you, and you're going to hate it, is it depends. The classic SEO answer, right? But the reason I say that is because it is dependent on the industry, the domain authority, and everything around the site, the competitiveness, all that. However, luckily, I work with large enterprises that have a lot of visibility already. So we do tend to see a lot of performance increases within the first month or two once a piece of content's been published or implementation's been put into play. So that's been helpful. But I think that's where, when you start working on a program or start working with a client or a site, where you can test out how quickly things are getting crawled and rendered and seeing those adjustments within ranking perspectives, you'll have a better understanding of how quickly that those changes need to take to really be set and go off of that as your more benchmark. But it really does depend on a lot of different factors. But from my experience, to give you some sort of answer instead of just leaving it very vague, I would say 3 months typically is the right time frame.
Yeah, no, it is a good call out though too, that it's like, hey, like anything else in our industry, these aren't hard set in stone factors. And, you know, I'd assume a big piece too is depending on that initial performance, like it's going to flag or kind of, you know, help guide you into where to come back around to it. But I would agree, like in the 3 months, because, you know, sometimes it is helpful to set those expectations with clients, or even if you're on the in-house team, to set those expectations with your, you know, fellow partners or stakeholders to SEO. And yeah, like 3 months, maybe 6 weeks is one that also, depending on the company or the website, we'll throw out. But would totally agree with that. Any other final thoughts that you'd like to leave with the listeners on this topic of like the total addressable market as it relates to SEO?
I am very, very big on having the total addressable market as part of the strategy, just for multiple reasons that I've touched on already. But just to kind of summarize it all up, is just it's such a key part to understanding the full opportunity that you can go after for a website, but then still to be very intentional on identifying where the most value is going to be driven from that bigger list. And then when you start to add in other metrics and points to it about the intent and all the other, you know, SEO metrics of demand and competitiveness and things like that, you can get a very strong understanding of how long this might take. Then you can break that down into a projection model so that you can forecast out how much that should be driving. And then you can start to execute against that to see how close you are and have those types of conversations with the team so that you can continue to drive value that's going to be relevant for the business.
And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT.
Absolutely. And with that, that wraps up this episode of the Voice of Search podcast. Thanks again to Kevin Koch, SEO Director at Terakey, for joining us. If you'd like to connect with Kevin, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in the show notes. And go ahead and head over to check out his company's website at terakey.com. Also, if you didn't get a chance to take notes while listening to the episode, head over to thevoiceofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes, contact information for our guests. You can also send your topic suggestions, SEO questions, and even apply to be a guest speaker on the Voice of Search podcast. You can reach us on social media, where our show handle is at Voices of Search, or you can find me at Tyson_Stockton. And if you haven't subscribed yet and want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish a new episode every workday. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app and we'll be back in your feed in the next business day. And with that, that wraps up this episode of the Voice of Search podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.